DeKalb County is one of a handful of counties statewide with a comprehensive mosquito monitoring program. So it's no surprise this year's first West Nile mosquitoes turned up there, with a sample testing positive more than a week ago near the Emory campus. In Fulton County, mosquitoes tested positive since then near Chastain Park and Whittier Mills Park. The West Nile season is starting a little later than usual, according to Juanette Willis. She's the arbovirus coordinator with the DeKalb County Board of Health.
We're seeing less of the mosquito species that typically carries West Nile virus. They breed in small man-made containers full of rich organic matter. Right now, with all the heavy rains we have been getting, it's been constant enough that those containers have been getting flushed out of the larvae.
Willis says the first human cases are usually identified in August, running through October. In addition to clearing standing water, health officials recommend that you use repellent that contains DEET. Willis's personal tip, use a spray containing permethrin on a lightweight shirt and keep it by the door for short trips outside. West Nile mosquitoes typically do their biting at dawn and dusk. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.